Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Siendo Primero, a radio show dedicated to celebrating the vibrant Hispanic and Latino community in the United States. Here, we embrace diversity, culture, and the stories that make us who we are.
Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Siendo Primero, un programa de radio dedicado a celebrar la vibrante comunidad hispana y latina en los Estados Unidos. Aquí abrazamos la diversidad, la cultura y las historias que nos hacen ser quien somos.
My name is Angélica Loarrán.
And my name is José Martínez.
And you are tuned to Siendo Primero on board the Radio Confa, a service of Arizona Western College since 1970. If you like Siendo Primero, you can find us at kwc.org or in the Confa app. This is the 62 edition of Siendo Primero.
It is time for a weekly science dose. Here it is, a scientific fact you probably didn't know. Did you know that our solar system has a wall? The heliopause, the region of space in which the solar wind is not hot enough to push back the wind of particles coming from distant stars, is often considered the boundary wall of the solar system and interstellar space. Well, I hope you know something else you probably didn't know 1 minute ago. Y el día de hoy vamos a hablar de un tema muy interesante que vamos a tocar en una entrevista en unos minutos más, pero se los adelanto un poquito. Y esto es el consejo de si tienes la oportunidad de tomar un colegio comunitario antes de ya sea un colegio de 4 años o una universidad de 4 años, primero haz el colegio. En este caso nos dieron testimonios y un claro ejemplo de cómo no es tal vez la mejor idea. Y uno de los aspectos, pues, es obviamente el financiamiento. Para quien no sepa, el colegio comunitario es mil veces más barato, no mil veces obviamente, pero mucho más barato que una universidad. Nos estaban dando cifras en tiempo completo, o sea, unos 12 créditos. La diferencia es de casi 6 veces la cantidad que pagarías en un colegio comunitario.
Yo pienso que estudiar en Estados Unidos desde high school te sirve mucho para aprender este consejo, porque en mi experiencia de estar estudiando en una high school de aquí, les puedo decir que ahí me aconsejaron mucho que hiciera precisamente esto. Y lo agradezco mucho porque, pues, para empezar, yo era una persona que no hablaba tanto inglés y, pues, obviamente no iba a tener el dinero suficiente para ir a una universidad ya directamente.
Y aprender inglés.
Y aprender inglés al mismo tiempo. Así es que yo también, así como esta persona que entrevistamos, recomiendo mucho que primero se vayan a un colegio porque, pues, literal, esto te prepara para ir a la universidad y es mucho más barato ahí. Una comunidad muy unida aquí, la verdad. Hay mucha gente que te puede ayudar. Son muchos buenos factores para que agarres primero un colegio.
Igual, también hablábamos en este caso del ritmo de vida de los estudiantes universitarios. Porque al final de cuentas, colegio y universidad es prácticamente lo mismo. Uh-huh. Pero lo que hace el colegio, un colegio, es, pues, más que nada que las materias son más reducidas. Casi siempre son clases más generales. Como, si vas a ser un ingeniero, tenemos los cálculos, pero no tenemos mecánica de fluidos. O sea, uh-huh, ya las clases especializadas y dirigidas a tu carrera, esas casi exclusivamente las vas a encontrar únicamente en la universidad. Pero pues los colegios, si tienes la oportunidad de hacer 2 años en un colegio, hazlos. ¿Por qué? Porque a tu bolsillo le va a ir bien. Uh-huh. Vas a tener tiempo para ahorrar a futuro cuando entres a la universidad y te vas a aclimatar, por así decirlo, uh-huh, al ritmo de estudio de una universidad.
Y algo muy curioso que comentaba la persona que entrevistamos es que a él le pareció mucho mejor estar viviendo en una ciudad pequeña que estar en una ciudad grande, en una universidad, ajá, grande.
Sí.
Porque él mencionó que hasta ir por algo de comida es mucho más difícil porque tienes que ir en carro a fuerzas o tienes que tomar un camión.
Imagínate tomar un camión para ir a comprarte unos chetos.
Sí, o sea, no.
Horror.
¡Qué horror!
O sea, es buena técnica para mantenerse saludable.
Sí.
Pero ¡qué horror!
Pero incluso ir a comprar las cosas que ocupas a un supermercado es muy difícil y necesitas transporte a fuerza.
Sí.
Y aquí, pues, todo está cerquita. Incluso si te necesitaras ir en un camión, no es tanto el esfuerzo que tienes que hacer.
Entonces, los animamos a que se queden un poquito más escuchando este show para escuchar estas experiencias de esta persona que de verdad que no tienen pierde. Son bastante ricas en conocimiento, vaya.
My name is Ahela Guzman, and you are tuned to Siendo Primero on board the Radio COFA, a service of Arizona Western College for 54 years. If you like Siendo Primero, you can find us at kwc.org or on the COFA app.
Hola, hola, espero que estén teniendo un gran día. Hoy tengo el placer de compartir con ustedes una conversación muy especial. En esta ocasión me encuentro con Oscar. Oscar, ¿podrías presentarte y hablarnos un poquito de ti, por favor?
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Oscar Peña, tengo 20 años y mi major es nursing.
Cuéntame, Oscar, ¿cómo te sientes al ser estudiante de primera generación y cómo esto ha impactado o marcado tu vida?
Pues la verdad se siente muy bien porque pues hasta ahorita soy el único de mi familia que pues tiene la oportunidad de estudiar en el colegio Y pues esto siento que es pues muy importante porque me he dado cuenta que hay muchas personas como yo que también somos pues primera generación y la verdad se siente muy suave.
Y dime, ¿qué piensan tus papás? ¿Cómo se sienten emocionados? ¿Tal vez tienen alguna que otra preocupación acerca de ti estando en el colegio? ¿Podrías contarme un poquito?
Pues mi mamá se siente pues muy orgullosa pues porque igual pues también estoy aprendiendo inglés, que es pues básicamente mi segunda lengua. Y más que nada siento que es importante porque, como lo menciono, no todos tienen como la oportunidad pues de estudiar y así. Pues para mí fue como algo difícil entrar a la high school, agarrar el high school diploma, pero ahorita es, me siento pues muy orgulloso de que estoy en el colegio.
¿Y podrías contarme algunos de tus más grandes desafíos al entrar al colegio?
Yo creo que el principal desafío es el inglés, porque al principio no fue tan fácil acostumbrarme al idioma, pero ahora este es básicamente mi segundo semestre y ya me siento más cómodo. Aparte, pues, es las clases, los compañeros con los que he convivido y las clases que he tomado ha sido de mucha ayuda para mejorar mi inglés.
¿Y podrías contarme un poquito de tu proceso hablando, estudiando inglés o practicándolo? ¿Te sientes como más cómodo hablándolo hasta ahora o todavía sientes que te falta un poquito más en el camino?
Hasta ahora me siento más cómodo hablando, especialmente porque en mi trabajo lo necesito. Y sí, creo que no siento que he batallado tanto para aprender porque sí me siento cómodo hablando. Sin embargo, todavía hay veces que me trabo poquito o que me tengo que detener para pensar qué voy a decir, pero ya es más fácil para mí escribirlo, entenderlo cuando escucho y pues básicamente tener conversaciones fluidas, entre comillas, con otras personas.
¿Y cuál ha sido el aspecto más desafiante al adaptarte a todo este nuevo sistema del colegio? ¿Has tenido problemas tal vez en tu primer semestre con Canvas tal vez o en la manera en la que se mueve todo en el colegio?
Creo que me acostumbré muy rápido porque, no sé, no se me hizo tan complicado, entonces es como todo lo hacemos por la computadora, es casi raro que usemos el cuaderno y eso, entonces siento que es como más fácil y no tardé mucho en adaptarme.
¿Y tú tienes algo que te da miedo o algo que aún te da miedo de hacer o tal vez de intentar?
Al principio tenía miedo de tomar como esas clases que son como los prereqs para continuar con mi carrera. Por ejemplo, ahorita estoy tomando Bio 181 y yo pensaba, bueno, tenía como miedo básicamente de tomar esas clases, pero siento que si no me arriesgo nunca lo voy a hacer y lo voy a estar como posponiéndolo, pero siento que lo mejor que podemos hacer es como tomar el riesgo porque ya lo difícil es empezar.
¿Y podrías contarme un poquito de toda esta historia de cómo decidiste estudiar nursery, no? Uh-huh. ¿Fue tal vez algo que tú ya habías soñado desde siempre o hubo un poquito de influencia de tus papás o no sé? ¿Cómo fue este proceso de decir quiero estudiar esto?
Yo al principio quería ser maestro de inglés por el hecho de que es difícil pues aprender una nueva lengua, pero cuando me gradué de la high school tuve la oportunidad de entrar a un programa en el colegio en Somerton, que es el de Medical Assistant. Como trabajé en el campo y pues fui un migrant student, tuve la oportunidad de que me pagaran todo el programa por haber trabajado en el campo. Y en base a mi experiencia y a lo que estudié en el programa, cuando hice mis clinicals, tuve la oportunidad de trabajar cerca con enfermeros y también tuve pues esa oportunidad de hacer preguntas respecto a lo que es ser un enfermero. Entonces eso fue como lo que me llamó mucho la atención, lo de tratar pacientes y también pues aprender que todos tienen, pues no sé, aprendes de diferentes cosas por las cuales los pacientes están ahí, como tipos de enfermedades, etcétera. Entonces me llamó mucho la atención y es algo que me gustaría continuar.
Y hasta el momento de hoy, ¿hay algo de lo que te arrepentiste de hacer o tal vez de lo que te arrepentiste de no haber hecho?
Yo creo que en mi primer año en AWC tomé una clase de ESL. Yo la verdad pues no, fue literalmente en cuanto terminé el programa de Medical Assistant que duró 3 meses, que fue para enero del 2024, que fue cuando empecé oficialmente en AWC. Me arrepiento de no haber tomado más clases porque la verdad no se me ha hecho tan complicado, entonces siento que por no haber tomado ese riesgo desde el principio pudo haber avanzado como para empezar a tomar mis pre-ex y terminarlo un poquito más pronto. Sin embargo, pues no hay prisa.
Y hablando de tu primer semestre, ¿qué fue lo que más te ayudó para adaptarte?
Yo creo que al finalizar como mis clases, también yo hacer mi propio research, como pues, por ejemplo, como estaba tomando clases de inglés y eso, algo que me sirvió mucho a mí fue estar investigando después de escuela para aprender también por mi cuenta y tener pues la oportunidad de estarme preparando también fuera de la escuela.
Y dime, Oscar, ¿tienes algún consejo que darías a alguien que esté pasando por la misma situación que tú o tal vez a Oscar chiquito?
Yo creo que si yo pudiera darle un consejo a las personas que están apenas aprendiendo inglés y tienen miedo como de tomar las siguientes clases o salirse de ESL, yo les recomiendo que tomen el riesgo y que lo hagan, porque estando ahí vas a buscar la manera de pasar las materias y no solo eso, sino también de aprender para poder pues seguir creciendo personalmente, profesionalmente y seguirse adaptando a este lenguaje.
Por el día de hoy eso es todo. Muchísimas gracias por acompañarme y gracias por darte tiempo para tener esta entrevista.
Gracias a ti, Ángela.
Gracias.
Desafortunadamente hoy no tenemos tanto tiempo porque la entrevista que están a punto de escuchar es una entrevista muy buena.
Es una persona que viene de Puerto Rico y está haciendo su major en radiology y nos está compartiendo acerca de sus experiencias. La verdad es una persona que sabe mucho acerca del tema, está muy bien informada acerca de todo lo que tienes que saber del programa y cómo entrar, y es un proceso muy difícil y nos cuenta qué es todo lo que tienes que hacer para entrar en el programa.
Así que los dejamos con la entrevista. Okay, hello everybody. Today we are here with
Arjenes Mercado.
Okay, I want to ask you, for all the listeners that are hearing today, what are you studying? Are you studying on AWC? Are you on other university?
Yeah, so right here I'm a student at AWC and I am in the radiologic department. The program is a certificate program. You are there for 2 years. Right now I'm in the prereq, so I'm not in the program yet, but I'm applying to be in the program. And the program is 2 years, very intensive clinics. So you go to the hospital and you get rotated. You go to various clinics. And essentially, you are the people in charge of taking scans, like radiography scans of the patients. Mm-hmm. You either work in like emergency departments or the surgical room. And that two-year program trains you to be in those departments, to be in that area. And that's what I want to be in. That's what I want to do. And I'm not there yet, but hopefully by this month, I apply and get in there.
So, perfect.
The so best you have a lot of options, right?
Yeah, yeah. You could work at a clinic or even like in the Navy, you know, because everyone always gets injured. Gets injured. They need scans. Mm-hmm. Doctors need scans of what's wrong with the body. So yeah. It has a lot of open doors for you. Mm-hmm. You could also do like a different modality. So you could go into ultrasound. You could go into MRI. You can go into CT scans, or you could just do like X-ray. But there's a lot of open paths, like you said.
I thought that radiology is just for like X-rays, but you mentioned me like seven different things right now.
Yeah, so like the radiology department falls into the imaging. Mm-hmm. Imaging is just like when you use any sort of like program to generate an image, usually an X-ray, which is you could see the bones, you could see the live body functions. That's what X-ray kind of is, and but that falls into the imaging department. Mm-hmm. And then there's CT scans, there's even like nuclear science. Mm-hmm. I think there's nuclear science and all that, so there's a lot of departments within.
I think the MRI uses nuclear things for scanning
the
whole body.
I'm not very sure on that because I'm not in the program yet, but I do think that
But you sound like you know a lot already, even before starting with your related classes to it.
Yeah.
So how you found out that this is your passion, that you want to do this?
Yeah, I just like to work with people. I love, you know, having like relaxing people because, you know, they go into these machines, like because you know how it works with the machines, and they're always very stressed and they're like, oh, what's that? It looks so weird. It looks so different. Like it's all this large, like arms almost. And I just like being that person that calms that person down because, you know, you will be performing a very important task, which is providing the kind of like the branch towards a radiologist to examine the patient. Because it's a radiology technician, so we work with machines. So the reason why I want to be what I am right now, or what I want to be, oh my gosh, It's because I want to be that pathway for a patient to be assisted by all of that modern technology that could be so overwhelming for them.
Yeah, perfect.
It's rewarding to see, you know, them kind of relax and say, oh, I know, okay, that's better, that's more, okay, that's not that bad, you know.
Yeah, I get you. Have you ever needed a radiology procedure, like maybe X-rays or something?
I'm pretty sure when I was younger and I got injured, I did, but now I don't remember. But I do know, like, my mom did, because my mom suffered an injury to her right foot.
Okay.
And it involved a lot of scans and wanting to figure out what was wrong with her foot, you know, the arc and all of that. So we needed concentrated photos and see what was wrong. So I did see, like, the procedure, like, how it affected my mom mentally and emotionally. So...
Yeah, that's
it gave me even more motivation to say, okay, you know, my mom went through this. This is realistic. Like, it's not just like a study. Like, people actually feel kind of overwhelmed by this procedure. So I want to be that person. Yeah, afraid.
Cool.
Exactly.
Especially older people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like grandmas, you know, they're more likely
to be an injury. Exactly. And since they have like lessened mobility, it can be problematic for them to even get in the machine or in the proper positioning for the photo. So, yeah. So,
that's fine. That's a pretty human vision. It's like it's pretty close to being. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a nurse, but you have more like technological awareness. You have to work with like machines and all of that. So yeah, it's a very human. I guess how do you say it? Like it's a very human pursuit. I guess you could say, because if you're there for the money, you're gonna like it, because there's blood there. You can see open bones. Sometimes you have to go into the morgue. Where it's just a dead body. So you need to just take a photo of that. You have to position the body, and
you gotta have the guts for it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. And sometimes I went to the hospital wanting to get some experience, and some rad techs, they literally told me like, yeah, we've had to see open wounds, we've had to see like broken bones, like just like that, like the flesh.
Yeah.
And their job is to take a photo of that for the radiologist to see what's wrong. So yeah, it requires a lot of human empathy and a lot of tolerance for blood and all that stuff.
Cool. Are you a freshman, or how many semesters have you been studying here in AWC?
Yeah, this is like my third year, so it's my sixth semester, because for the first two, I had a lot of problems with my classes, with my prerequisites.
You know, it's hard to adapt the first semesters. It's different. Everything is different here.
Yeah, exactly. Having gone from COVID, which affected me like my freshman year of college and my last year of high school, I kind of grew detached with the usual things that you got to do when you're high school and college. You know, you got to be very dedicated to school. So I kind of lost like a year on just messing around. Really, I didn't really dedicate myself to my studies. But now I'm finally, you know, trying to do something good with my life for once.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. You look pretty motivated. That's awesome. That's perfect. Also, you look pretty disciplined, which is, you know, these two virtues, they go by like grab by the hand.
Yeah.
Because when you are not motivated, you have the discipline for you. But when you're motivated, you build discipline, which is like they feedback each other, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you if you are receiving FAFSA or some advising.
No, I'm not receiving any FAFSA or none.
Okay. Maybe scholarships?
No. I'm just going there and trying to get it quick and just start working.
Okay. Nice you mentioned that, because in this case, people like us that receive FAFSA and scholarships, we have the pressure like, okay, I have to pass all my classes. I have to have good grades, because if I fail, I'm not going to be able to pay. They're going to just take the FAFSA away.
Yeah. They put away the part of your FAFSA. If you fail like two or three classes, I think.
Yeah. So you have this extra pressure for passing courses with good grades. I want to ask you if you feel something like that, because I think you pay your tuition by your pocket.
Yeah, so no, that's a very good question, because yes, I do feel that pressure for the radiology program to even apply. You need to have, you cannot fail more than two classes. So they have prerequisites, and you need to pass them all with a C or better. And if you don't, you have the opportunity to retake two of them, but only two of them. And if you don't, you're automatically disqualified from the program. You cannot apply. You can't get in. So I do feel that stress, because if I fail two classes, I am completely out of this opportunity.
So you have an extra pressure.
Yeah, and then if I ever get in the program, you need to keep your grades up. And if you fail even one class, you're out. Because it's a 2-year intensive program. So if you fail one class,
you fall behind.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, they're not going to go back for you. You know, they're like, okay, well, you know, you messed up. You gotta.
It's not like, oh, take the next semester?
Mm-hmm. No. It's 4 semesters and it's very rigid. You know, the first year, you're learning about radiology, what it means. You're not doing, you're just observing. The first year is like that. Then the second year,
like
you
field?
Have. Yes. Then the second year, you have 30 hours of clinical work, which is that you're at the hospital doing what the x-ray techs do, but with an assistant. And yeah, so you cannot really miss anything. You can't fail any class because if you do, you fall behind. And they only take 20 students per year. So if you fail the class or if you fail anything, it's kind of you took a spot for someone that could have done a good job. So you have that added pressure of being in the exclusive club of 20 people. And if you mess up, then you took a spot for someone else.
I'm going to say that in Spanish because I don't know how to say that on English.
That's okay.
Pero si tiene, o sea, si a alguien le pasa algo en su vida y tendría que como detenerse en medio del programa o por algún problema externo que no tenga que ver con que haya reprobado una clase, no puede regresar, ¿verdad?
No. Unfortunately, no. If you fail a class, I'm pretty sure that you're out for the program. Mm-hmm. And they do have a policy, like in the student, the prospective student packet, it does say that any student that does not pass a class with a C or better will be put into academic probation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So I guess then, I guess it's a yes answer. Mm-hmm. The answer is yes, because if you fail a class and you have a valid reasoning, then they put you in a probation period, which is, here, you know, this is what's going on.
A lot of paperwork.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And there you're kind of like at the edge. Like if you mess up once more time, then you get kicked out or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, well, I understand that you have like 4 semesters, like rushing everything on radiology. But can you like join again next semester or try it again, or they're not going to select you anymore?
Yeah, you can retry again. So if you do not get in the program for your first time you apply, you can wait a year and then apply for the next program. It is tedious, it's a lot of waiting, but you can try again. And I spoke to some of the students already in the program, and they spoke to me that it was not their first try applying. For some, it was their second, third, fourth year they have tried, and they finally got in. Because one good thing about this is that in this school, that program is very valuable because that program also exists in other universities like Pima and Mesa, I think, has some too. But there's a 4-year waiting period to even get in the program. So 4 years, you apply for the radiology program, but it's 4 years until you get in the program.
Okay.
So it's a lot of high demand, and that's why it's very quick, 2 years, because there's a lot of demand, so they can't take too long for each class. So, yeah.
I'm noticing right now that you are pretty well informed about, I don't know if it's everything, but you know a lot of things about how to get in, the requirements, maybe the risk, the time period, the experiences. That's fine because not much people know that much about what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even me, I'm doing engineering and, I have to do this class and this class. But then I have to do, like, some certifications.
Yeah.
I'm not even aware of them. You know, I don't know in what period I have to do them. So it's really good that you know all this stuff even before entering on the program. Because you're going to enter. I'm pretty sure that you will.
I hope so. I hope I get in because I can't stop. Like, I don't want to keep wasting my 21. I'm already 21. I want to do something with my life, you know.
Yeah, it's fine. you have.
There's a lot of pressure from my parents and from society, you know.
You already framed it, so it's.
Yeah, hopefully I can actually enact it.
Yeah, you're aiming already. So are you the first in your family trying to pursue this degree? Are you the first in your family to come to college, or you have any relative?
I'm not the first to go to college. My father actually has a degree in like chemical treatment for the water operation system.
Okay.
So he does know college. He has college experience, but I am the first family member that is involved with radiology department. So it's a new experience for me and for my parents because, this is like healthcare. This is kind of interesting. Like we've never seen the inner workings of healthcare. We just go to the hospital and we get treated, but you know, they have never seen like an inside or like how they work with patients or they go to the hospital. The more humane aspect to them, the hospital is, okay, we go there, we get treated, then we leave. Mm-hmm. But for me, who is wanting to be in that area more closely, it's much more than just a routine visit. It's about working with the person.
Because I'm pretty sure that you're going to be awake in the middle of the night someday, right? for taking, you know, some radiology process.
It's very, it requires a lot of work. So
dedication.
There's definitely going to be some times where you have to be, studying for like 4, 5, 6 hours a day, literally studying, staying up, because it's not just the classes, it's clinical. Clinicals, I haven't really explained, but clinicals is where you go to the hospital and you're essentially doing the job of the radiology mm-hmm. Technician, and you're being graded. It's like an interview because you will be graded on how you work.
It's like a mock shift,
literally. Like you're there working without getting paid.
Yeah.
But you do have the assistance of
being evaluated.
Someone.
Exactly.
And you're getting experience.
Exactly. Either. Exactly. So it's perfect for literally just getting on the hands. It's like mm-hmm. on the hand training.
That's
on
wonderful. Job training, I mean. Because many careers, and not to say like all of them, you don't know the field, like how is your job until you graduate.
Yeah.
Unless you take some internships, which is like extracurricular activities, you won't know how it's to work as your major until you graduate, you know? But that's really fine because even if you're an undergraduate, you can still know how is it going to be.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity to see if they really like your career or if you want to take another decision or another career.
Yeah.
If that doesn't like you.
Yeah, and then like for I spoke with I don't know her name. Oh wait, I do. I think her name is Tracy Inverson. She is the woman in charge of the program of the radiology department here mm-hmm. at UBC. She spoke to me that right now she has the lowest graduating class of 14 members.
Okay.
So they began with 20, but I think either 2 or 3 of them actually left the program because it was not their. It's not what they wanted to do with their lives.
Yeah.
So it does bring to your point that it's good to be educated about what you want because there is a possibility that after you experience the job firsthand like that, that you don't like it.
Yeah.
And it's cool to venture out and know like what you want, but then you took a spot from someone that could have been in there passionately. And then it's 20 members, so taking 3 spots is kind of a lot, you know, kind of a big deal.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah, it's very important to be educated about what you want.
3 potential grade radiologists missed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They have to wait 1 more year. Maybe they're like, I'm done. I want to do something else. And we're waiting for too long, so it's definitely a problem.
But. Exactly. Do you have something that you feared besides maybe not getting selected in your program?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I guess if I had to answer like that, my biggest fear would be not becoming something I want to work for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You know, you have all these cases of people that they work, but they're not passionate. It's like slavery. Like they work for the money, not for their ambitions. So I fear that. I fear that I become one more of the pack, that I work for someone else. I don't work for myself. I don't work for my own gratification. I work for the paycheck.
For the paycheck.
But that's not really what you work for. Of course, you work for money, but you work because you like it.
Yeah, obviously, if you like something, even the worst days,
you're going to do it better if you like that.
Exactly. So I'm very afraid of missing this opportunity and having to go for something else that I might not enjoy and to the same degree.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I fear the most of. Not capitalizing on this opportunity. Uh-huh. That's my biggest fear.
Exactly.
That's what I fear the most about right now.
It's a pretty valid fear. I think it's common. It's common, especially in these cases, until you don't know how the field is until you graduate. So it's fine. I think that's a thing that concerns a great amount of people right now. I want to ask you if you can give yourself, like your younger self, an advice for maybe avoiding some mistakes that you have already committed, or, you know, just a great advice for yourself, what would it be?
Okay, so this is going to be kind of controversial, but do not go straight to a 4-year college.
Why
That's not? The biggest mistake that I did. Because, you know, being in Yuma, it's kind of a small city. Mm-hmm. Or, well, it's not like Tucson or Phoenix. It's like a million people, you know.
Yeah.
So I would recommend against doing that because the lifestyle change, the different areas you're going to be in, you know, having to worry about like different, like school, like it's just like an entirely different city that can really mess you up. So I would recommend try to stay local, you know. Oh yeah, you might miss the college life, but then is the college life really going to help you succeed? Exactly. You know, you go to college not to enjoy the party life or any other not so legal activities. You go there to study and to become someone productive, to get a degree, right? So yeah, maybe miss on the fun, but you get something legit. You get 2 years or maybe even four if you stay local for longer. You get a valid, good education and for a great price. I mean, when I went to U of A, I was paying like $8,000 a year in tuition, and that's with a scholarship already. Over here, I pay like $1,500 with no scholarship, and it's way easier to manage, easier. And the education, you know, it's great. You know, that's on you, right? You got to pick your classes. You got to figure out what you want to do with your life, with your major and all that. So if I were younger and I could redo these past like 4 years of my life, I would definitely say do not go to a 4-year college. Now, if the majors only allow if the major's only in the big universities, then well, you have no choice. But if you can stay local, you have your parents, the city, you know your way around it, you know you can encounter friends from high school.
You're in your comfort zone.
Exactly. Like they can help you out, you know, oh hey, you know, I missed this class, you know, what do I do? You know, and you know these people. But then if you go to a college like 3 hours away, you don't know anyone, you're alone.
Yeah.
And it could be very overwhelming, and that could definitely affect your grades and your performance. Yeah.
And I think here we have a lot of help, and it's a big community.
Yes, so, of course.
That is available to help you in anything.
Yeah. Okay.
There's tutoring.
I think this is the best ever advice we've got on this program.
Really?
Yeah, it's a nice, really nice advice. I don't know. Thank you so much for sharing this. I forgot to ask a really important question. Are you from here? Where are you coming from? Do you live here?
I've been here for 10 years, but I'm not naturally from here. I'm from Puerto Rico. It's about 12 hours flight from here in the Caribbean. Uh-huh. But no, I'm not from here. I'm from Puerto Rico, but I did come here when I was 10. So in 2014, that's when I, 2013, 2014, I think, 2014. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when I came from here. I came here, but yeah, it's been cool. Over there, it's very humid, very tropical. It rains like 5 days a week. Yeah. Here, I haven't seen rain for like 6 months, and I'm like, where's the rain?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
That's a huge change, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's fine.
I don't like the 110-degree weather, but I do like the 50s.
I mean, we're on February 5th, and this is, I don't know, like a 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's already getting crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I love this 2-month winter. Well, it's fine. Okay, Argenis, thank you so much for passing by Siendo Primero. Mm-hmm. It's awesome to have you here to hear your experiences. And I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of people that are listening to you right now and think, I might do this. Mm-hmm. I might want to do this. Like, you can be a trigger. You can be an inspiration or a game changer for someone that is doubting you to do that, you know?
Yeah, that's good. I like to be the person that can trigger some weeds, feathers, I guess.
Yeah,
it's always good to, you know, challenge the traditional, go to college for 4 years, because what they don't talk about is the financial expenditure.
Exactly.
And how much it can affect your psychology, you know.
Of course. Yeah.
Especially from people who come from what are they called, like small cities?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, these colleges are not made for people who live in small cities. It's a big change. It's not just education, it's lifestyle change, you know. Mm-hmm. You're used to going to, oh yeah, I'll just go there a five minute walk to get some tacos or whatever. Yeah. But then if you go to like Phoenix, it's no longer a 5 minute walk. There could be so many different things. You got the metro, you have public, too many people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the city lifestyle.
It's way different.
I completely get you. Well, we have to say goodbye for now, and thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you guys for having me here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the 62 edition of Siendo Primero. This was an episode made with a lot of love. We hope you like it. Don't miss the next edition where we will talk about more interesting topics.
My name is José Martínez.
My name is Angélica Albarrán.
Y esto fue Siendo Primero.